This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM in Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer. We're now boarding the Bipolar Express. All aboard!
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a-chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety
know, Halloween and all the festivities are fading fast now, but I have to exclaim how much I enjoyed the Waldorf School's Enchanted Pumpkin Path this year celebration. And also on Halloween, that was on Halloween. And all after that, I stopped by the Norspur Brewery and rocked to the mind-blowing music of the Dirt Floor Band. I mean, I swear there were over 200 people inside, in the lobby, out on the sidewalk. What a blast. And the energy was so wonderful. What a great way to close out Halloween for me and many others. Also, I want to mention this time, don't forget Local Lights this Sunday, 5 p.m. at the WCT. Well, it's, wait a minute, Center for the Arts. Yeah, excuse me. And this month, it features the artists, the Back Porch Project. And they commence at about 6 o'clock. It's a great open mic opportunity beginning at 5. So come on down if you can. The Local Lights, this is all for you people here in town at the Willits Center for the Arts, 5 p.m. Sunday, featuring the Back Porch Project. And, you know, I got to say, Willits, excuse me, Willits is in for a treat this November when Shakespeare comes to the Willits Community Theater with The Twelfth Night. Now, I just can't help whooping out my Shakespeare insult kit. And it's supposed to start with, "Thou body bat-fouling baggage, thou craven common kissing canker blossom, well, thou jarring guts-gripping harpy." Yeah, I sure do like the way they would insult people, but I'm not sure what they're really saying. But anyway, I gotta say, beginning November the 6th, woo, when is that? Opening night, The Twelfth Night, will run every weekend in November. This is Shakespeare. Come on. Jeez, wonderful. So, Train and I are very eager to see this production. Shakespeare, The Twelfth Night, Willits Community Theater. November 7th. Excuse me, did I say the 6th? Opening night is November 7th. Today is the 6th. Or is it the 8th? Or is it the 10th? It depends on when you listen. But anyway, this is for you folks here. Now, check out your Willits Weekly for some more details about this. And are you still riding the Skunk Train, Train Singer? Oh, yeah, yes, I am. I'll be there Saturdays. And Malachi, the singing conductor, on Sunday. And hey, this Sunday is the, that's the Mushroom Train on the 10th. And you'll have Malachi entertaining you on that one, too. Lucky people! Wow, Mushrooms and Malachi. They go pretty well together, I guess. Hey, check this out at the Skunk Train. That's www.skunktrain.com. Hey, bud, check us out at www.kllg.org. And this is Greg Schindel, Train Singer. And we are riding on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM, right up here in Willitsville. Excuse me. Yesterday, I went to to an oral surgeon for an extraction. Oh, gee. Yep, there goes another one. You know, lots of sugar, and we didn't even know about flossing back then. And it's wreaked havoc with my dental condition. So, but, hey, it's like, it's different back there. I mean, everything changes once you have a tooth out. It's like you have to adjust to the tender socket. The assistant said, hey, no straw sucking, you know, it might dislodge the clot. I'm going, whoa, well, I generally don't drink beer through a straw, but I hear you get higher if you do. But I don't know. Hey, no socket sucking. Wow. Of course, the pain. You know, Vicodin was prescribed, but I took an Advil. It's kind of heavy stuff, that. And it seemed to work just fine. I mean, a scale of 1 to 10, the pain never really got above 3 after the anesthetic wore off. But at this end, I got to say, I'm liking my teeth to be like my friends, my old friends. Like my teeth, some have been taken away, leaving me to make oral adjustments, or adjustments in my life. My teeth have been taken away, too. So there are these strange adjustments you have to make each time. And some decayed and were repaired. So my old friends with their one leg and their one hip and their, you know, only to wear out in spite of the treatments. But, and as with losing friends, we have to make adjustments. And so on to your friends and our teeth. You know, hang on to your friends and your teeth for your remaining years. Okay, I've wrapped enough about my problems. I'm reaching into my pocket right now. Oh, is there candy in there? Look, I've got candy. Oh, that's just the wrappers. Somebody's been in my pocket. No, I want to put this little tag on here. We're talking about old friends. And this song about old age sort of popped into my mind. And this is kind of a free-form show today in that regard. Ooh, that's right. Ah, the years, the years, the years, the years that fly away with you. Faster and faster and faster as we go. And the years of tears and fears and cheers that follow us all the way. Can tell if they will lead to a better way. Oh, little by little, an hour a day, gone with the years that have vanished away. Oh, little by little, an hour a day, gone with the years that have vanished away. Ah, the love, the love, the love, the love you've taken to your heart. The kind of love you knew was true from the very start. A love for years and years and years that time won't wash away. Who can tell if it will lead to a better way? Ah, the years, the years. The years, they fly away with you. Faster and faster and faster as we go. The years of tears and fears and cheers, it follows all the way. Who can tell if they will lead to a better way? Oh, little by little, an hour a day, gone with years that have vanished away. Oh, little by little, an hour a day, gone with years that have vanished away. Yeah, kind of like my teeth. No, folks, amen. But so anyway, since going through, I'm going to put this guitar down now. Gently, gently. Oh, thank you. Now, where was it? Since I went through this week of pain, and I have a little bit right now, it helps. Pain is a great motivator. You're not quite so frivolous or silly like I am.
It must be hurting too bad, Gregory.
Oh, come on, yes. Oh, just stop. Now, this time. But pain, it's distracting. It's nonetheless, and I've read this before, but it just really feels good to read this again, folks. I'm going to read from Albert Sijo's Outspeaks a Rhapsody. And the subject is analgesia, land of pain-free. Oh, gosh, right now, just thinking, if you have a sore toe or a pain in the neck or something, just meditate on this. We might all come out of this with no pain. Here we go. It was almost time for lunch. Pain is human, Wallace Stevens. I propose a crash program to relieve human society from all pain by the year 2020. What do you think of that, Mike?
I like it.
Geez, too bad it didn't happen a couple of years back.
Yeah, I could have used it this year.
You may have to have it next year, too. Who knows? Anyway, I'm sorry. I mean fast relief from pain of every kind, both mind and body. Even basic, uneasy, ontological pain of upholding improbable state called life. Total relief. So there's not a twinge of pain in any human worldwide. Oh, gosh. I'm talking about massive research into finer and finer pain-killing substances till we have one that will give instant, permanent relief from all pain in human life. Let's take the bucks from high-energy physics and cancer and cardiovascular research. All the bucks we cough up to support myth of contending nation states, high-tech aerospace projects, etc. All the earth-destroying projects that got us knee-deep in excrement worldwide and turn the world into a combo plate of Big Mac, Coke fries with a side of sukiyaki plus two scoops rice. Let's take these bucks and to fund the most awesome crash program the world has ever seen. Let's get down to basics. Now, let's forget those endless bullpucky projects we've been frittering our time and money away on, and address problem numero uno in human life. Pain. The total elimination of pain by the end of the decade. Let's make neuroendocrinology the new glamour science. Along the lines of these are the guys who are going to give us fast relief from pain for life. Headache, toothache pain, and pain in the neck, stub toe pain of mild or severe trauma, hurtful psychic states, lower back pain, etc. All things of the past. Hey, I got cancer, and it don't hurt a bit. I'm not even worried about it. Heart attack? No problem. I just felt a little bump. I feel just fine now. AIDS, just another way to go. No pain. I just lost my job, and my wife left me, but that's life. It don't hurt. And I'm very optimistic something else equally painless is right around the corner. Life is pain-free, Lark. Hey, no matter what happens, you may be sure of one thing. It won't hurt. We can relax. Relax deep. Why, it's a miracle. I'm absolutely pain-free through every fiber of my being. I may be dying, but feel great. Hey, these neuroendocrinology guys are saints. Give them all the money they want, hey, and throw in some Nobel Prizes for sure. Woo-hoo-hoo, I could say. Hey, you know, you are listening to Albert Saijo's Analgesia, Land of Pain Free, on the BPE on KLLGLP 97.9. You but the okay, continuing. But at what price? Here we go. If your devotion is what's on your mind most, then our devotion is pain. Pain is what hurts. But pain needs no definition. It is universally felt and known. Life of body-mind combo hurts, period. Eliminate pain, nothing hurts. Is there life beyond pain? Are we ready for pain-free? We will change. We are so attached to hurting. We think it's natural, but is it? We are so attached to being painfully sick and sad. We're so careful to be safe from pain, even as we pain. We fear pain and build fortresses against it, but pain always manages to break through every defense and make us hurt. Ow! We get no respect from nature, pain-wise. Pain has been our constant companion since birth. I hurt, therefore I am. And to say a good word for pain, isn't it advantageous to organism? A signal of dysfunction or trauma? I mean, but I ask, couldn't nature have come up with a signal that didn't hurt? You know, like a gentle nudge, say, as you would nudge a loved one. Howsoever, without pain, won't we feel just empty like a deflated balloon? A large part of our humanity is a heritage of pain. Pain is not ancillary to civilization. Civilization is specifically an expression of pain. Every major human institution depends on pain. Be it government, church, industry, or commerce, civilization is a monument to pain. Do you realize what you're asking when you propose pain-free world by the year 2020? You're asking us to give up being who we are. But who are we? Well, let's face it. As we are, aren't we nothing more than one long exercise in pain modulation? In short, you're asking us to die to our very selves, our very painful selves. Oh, what price, pain-free? I mean it. Pain, my goodness, Albert. The dentist sure has a price for pain-free. And it isn't pain-free for very long. I'll tell you, that stuff wears off. My God, I paid for that. Well, oh well. As Wallace Stevens wrote, it was almost lunch, time for lunch. Pain is human. Now, here we go. Excuse me. Where to find the substance that will make us pain-free? At the pharmacy, maybe? From personal experience, I know there's a substance in my body that is capable of shutting off pain instantaneously. It has happened to me under physical trauma and an endogenous opiate. One of the endorphins. That group of proteins occurring naturally in brain, some with analgesic powers, far exceeding morphine. It is one of these, isolated, It is part of coded response of body mind to any situation that might lead to death. Body mind goes on hold, goes into shock or blackout, both pain-free limbos in which to assess damage to itself and decide to go forward to painless death or back to hurting life. If we could find an isolate this pain-killing substance and somehow soften it so it becomes pain-free in life rather than pain-free in limbo toward death. Here, we should look into the neurobotany of analgesic and psychoactive plants for help. For instance, mescaline is earth life enhancing. Mescaline or other similar plant substance combined with endorphin X combined with some de novo molecular creation, an analgesic euphoric substance, say, with the powers to press and fix pain-free into body-mind permanently. One pill, one time, permanent, pain-free. No tolerance dependency factors. No deleterious psychophysical side effects. Just pain-free. We simply want our daily life to be completely pain-free. Is it too much to ask to be awake amongst this varied world in broad daylight and be completely pain-free? Now, there's a question. Is that too much? No, it's not. It's not. Say it's not. It's possible. Wait a minute. What about a psychedelic seniors? Pain-free? Whoa, the colors. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Oh, yes. Yes, we must have it. We must have it. It's not too late for a pain-free death, right? Okay. Hey, you know who this is? Yep, it's him, Shindel. That train singer guy riding with you on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM in Willets. You know, I hope. I just hope that I'm not getting too carried away with this pain, and I hope you're feeling better. But let's finish this up one here. Albert, what now? Formerly, the only completely pain-free state was death. Now, thanks to science, we can be completely pain-free in life. We have found the endorphin that is responsible for the state-in-death process where all becomes one in a totally non-judgmental space in a completely pain-free setting. Oh, it clicks in when dying ends and death begins. The eye of compassion opens as psychology dies. The myriad identities of the world merge into the one great identity. Now we have this space captured within a molecule. But this space is too pure, too high, too brilliant for operating in our daily lives, so it must be softened. Plants soften. A newly discovered cactus increases power of focus far and near, excuse me, and makes objects super clear in their shape and volume. The space around everything, tranquil, soft, and light-filled, brings the earth right up close. But this combo of endorphin and cactus is too fascinating. You still cannot move, for the world, in all its now sharply detailed beauty, is spellbinding. You're enthralled and motionless. This space, though beautiful, would be evolutionarily disadvantaged for you would not dodge that fascinating beauty of the rock flying toward your head. Oh, gee. It would, of course, be a beautiful, painless death, but contribute nothing to the advance of civilization. Now, here's a kicker. De nouveau molecule break spell of beauty with some good old-fashioned selfishness. Not much, just some. Enough to give a sense of a unified self in a surround of others, same but different selves. Enough to enable you to step out into beauty of day and maneuver without bumping into any part of it. It's a case of just enough center or too much center. Enough so you can step out into the world affably with a cheery note for each thing you pass. Hello, rock. Hello, tree. Hello, dog. You greet each thing fearlessly, for you know it can't hurt you. Ego is pain. So no pain, no ego. And with no ego proper, there's nothing to protect or defend. A tremendous saving of psychic wear and tear. Everything that depends on pain disappears. Healthcare industry goes bust because no one feels pain or fears death anymore. Nothing hurts anymore. And if it don't hurt, why mess with it? No need church, priests, and complicated religious disciplines. Now, one pill does it. There can't be rich and poor if where you're at is pain-free. You're who you are, and you're doing what you're doing. And who you are and what you're doing is pain-free. You are beyond pain-based gain, loss, like, dislike, praise, blame. You are pain-free, equanimity. Everyone has absolute liberty. You can move in any direction pain-free and fearless. In deep relaxation of no fear, the earth stands out with astonishing clarity and ravishing vacuity. You have never seen it before. Such was your pain. Pain-free increases powers of perception and curiosity. The totality of our life sense receives a lift, and human society becomes a place where every face you look into says, pain-free. You don't try to harm anyone. You know it's impossible. You don't try to benefit anyone. You know it's impossible. For being pain-free means having all you need. Oh, yes. We must have it, Mike. Pain-free by 2020.
That's only a couple of months.
Gosh. Oh, gosh. And I hope we're still alive.
When was that book written?
Ooh, let me look here. Copyright 1997.
Remember the movie Blade Runner?
Yes, I do. I do. I love that movie.
In 2019.
Gosh, you know, we kind of overestimated our, unless it's already going on and we don't know about it. Okay.
You can't tell the replicants.
Ah. Mike, you can't be a replicant. Look, is that you, Mike?
It's me. I feel pain.
Oh, he feels pain. So hey. We're having fun on the BPE. Hey, I hope you are enjoying the words of Albert Saijo today on the Bipolar Express. I confessed this recent dental surgery and a sort of a cold I had last week limited my singing and playing. Oh, well, go ahead, be like that. No, I'm sorry. Someone was commenting from the side that, well, you've always been limited that way, but that's okay. So I'm going to get around to some more, pleasure, great personal pleasure when you, what am I talking about? I have no idea. Let me tell you something else. This recent blackout we had here in 4 or 5 days, shows you how much you depend on Lurina. You know, did you get a generator? Did it work? Did you use it? I mean, these things that we seem to can't do without. I have to say, it caused me to realize how much we really rely on the power, the PG&E, the lifestyle that we've been given. So anyway, I want to read this here. Excuse me again. This is called Luddite Monkey. In other words, if you're a Luddite, but you're just kind of a fake Luddite. I mean, we all want to save the planet, don't we? But I need to drive my car. I sure like my refrigerator and things like that and the coffee in the morning. Whoop-whoop-boo. Well, anyway, this is something for you folks who want to save the planet and the trees and the air and the lifestyle you still have. Yes, this is called Luddite Monkey. To Lurina, goddess of commodity, mobility, and convenience. Oh, smart and beautiful. Oh, luscious fulfillment. Oh, protean desire. Oh, ever shiny. Keep me in commodity from your endless largesse. Oh, thou richness. Get me where I'm going fast. Fast, without perspiration. Make things easy. Keep me ever new and in motion. You know, I would go out and smash machinery, but for the futility of one man against the world. Besides, I'm a man of this world, and I'm hooked on machinery, just like you. I worship Lurina. She's an honest goddess. She delivers. I wouldn't die for Jesus or Buddha, but I would die for Lurina. Why, I offer my life to her each time I get in my car. I am ever open to head-on collision and sacrificial death at 60 miles an hour for love and devotion to Lurina. She has reduced desire fulfillment gap to almost nothing. Without a doubt, she's made life easy and eliminated sweat factor across the board. She's a regular cornucopia of commodity, convenience, and mobility. She's, to me, the premier sex repository among divines. She's beautiful. She's desirable. Oh, I'd like to have sex with her. Like I say, I'd die for her. And you can't be more devoted than that. Still, I'm a Luddite because I see what machines and machine mentality have done to animal me and my earth. But perforce, I'm a Luddite monkey. The machine is now bigger than any monkey wrench thrown into its maw. They got machines now that digest monkey wrenches. I look around and I see the machine eating up everything. I see it has made Earth into an industrial site and waste dump. Machine is definitely on a long roll worldwide. But machine has a flaw. Hard as it is, it is built for something non-mechanical and soft from the invisible realm. Desire. Turn off desire and machine collapses. Our devotion to Lurina is paid in desire that never gives out. Broad, infinite desire, suffering novelty in a time like space. But desire in turn has a flaw. It can be turned off also. This is one of the deepest facts of nature humans have come up with. Desire can be turned off, non-mechanically. Invisible switch. On, off. I've been turning this switch off more and more lately. There may be relapses and binges, but the general trend for me has been toward off rather than on. I'm not rejecting Lurina. I am refining my worship of Lurina, and I think she appreciates that. What I mean is I'm getting minimum, All I want is to keep some true sense of an animal up on its hind legs on a planet in deep outer space. And if a machine will help me, well, I want the smallest machine Lorena makes. My main votive to Lorena is my car, of course. It is the main vehicle of my desire. My car, to me, is as wings are to a bird. I'm sure it's the same with you. Yet I know behind my car are rank on rank of humans working under conditions no animal should be made to bear. Rank on rank of humans under invidious forms of polity forced to give up the prime of their life to assembly line regimentation, making the toys of our desire. I know both smokestack and clean industry bust up Earth and belch pollution. I hear Earth crying, "You're hurting me!" I want to wipe out the arbitrary social system that says all this is okay. Then comes Lorena. She's so beautiful. I forget everything else. I would even crawl to her if that was the only way I could get close to that lusciousness. I got to admit, Lorena got me by the gonads. Whew. I mean, I love my car. At the same time, I want to take a sledgehammer to my car for spoiling Earth. But I cop out, and I don't seem to mind it. So, like I say, I'm a Luddite monkey. I look around Earth and feel uneasy, as you do when you feel your car is using more oil than it should, or right front has slow leak. I must get to Lorena Church more often. Like Emerson said, things are in the saddle, and they ride mankind. Ooh, so where do you stand in the Luddite world there, Mike?
I'm not a Luddite.
No, I'm afraid I'm not either. A very good friend of mine got a generator in this last blackout, but it was too puny, apparently, to do what he needed it for, so he got a house generator. He brought it up for me, so now we can at least keep our phones charged up. So we can talk to Lorena whenever we want to. Lorena. Yes, this is by Albert Saijo, of course, and I have to admit, I have heard the sounds of silence, and I actually enjoyed the candle and the lamplight during the blackout, and I went to bed early without Netflix. I mean, you know, my ordinary life events like doing the dishes took longer time, and so time just seemed to slow down somewhat. There was something comfortably familiar with having no power. I just felt more relaxed. But I was so stoked when I heard the refrigerator come on. That thing used to bug me, but now I went, oh, goody, goody. So, and then what about the coffee in the morning? Oh, man, was that a trip, I'll tell you. Imagine making coffee, boy, the water poured through the strange funnel into a... coffee maker is great. And then, of course, everyone out there has to agree with this. A hot shower. Ooh, that just changed everything, I'll tell you. We're doomed. No, I'm just kidding. So, I'd like to close this little poetry segment, actually quite a big poetry segment, with a couple of Albert Saijo short poems, or we could maybe call them rhapsoids. It's not a rhapsody. Rhapsoids. Odes. Rhapsode. Rachi. Well, anyway, I'm just slurring through my teeth is what I'm doing. All right, this is called a syllogism, no doubt. I couldn't bring it back. It was at an odd place where the waking states... sleep, and the dream state met, and a poem, or aphorism, or call it what you will, came to me. Well, I set it out in perfect diction,
with just the right words. The feeling, an idea, were expressed completely in three short sentences. Now, I said, I'll wake up and write it down. But on the journey from there back to the waking state, I lost it. The poem, or aphorism, or call it what you will. I even went back to the place where it came to me, and I even found it again. But bringing it back, I lost it again. Oh, you would never believe how beautiful it was. Oh, gee. I really like that, and I'm sure many of you have had that same experience. It kind of reminds me of one of Forrest Glier's songs that he does with Shindig, where he went to sleep and he got these little ideas, and so he wrote a song about take a little bit of this and a little bit of that and came up with a song, so... At least he brought back something worth keeping. Now, here's another one. This is a pretty one. I like this. I like trees, and I know Mike likes trees too. Trees. Trees are so simple in their might. They suck up CO2 and give off oxygen. They suck up water out of dirt and put out new greeny leaves. Trees say green to light. Tree take sun, make sugar. Tree no need feet to walk. Likes where it's at. Stay put in wind and dance in one spot. Otherwise, tree ever patient in its habit. Tree no talk, so no tree wars. Sweet tree sex, not venereal. Tree stand. Tree throw cool shade to ground. Tree reach up and down and sideways. Tree brave, don't flinch when chainsaw put to it. Tree don't have red blood. Tree say, go ahead, kill me, see if I care. Anyway, tree got party going on all the time. The bugs, the birds, the lichen and fungi, the mycorrhizae at the roots, and up the tree the squirrels, possums, grinning cats, raccoons, and other assorted animals, even porcupines betimes. Light plays on leaves. Leaves shudder. Tree like rain, wash off man dust, if rain not acid. Even dead, tree make fire. Oh, I just love the way this guy talks. This has been Albert Sidejoe from his book, Outspeaks a Rhapsody. Okay, Gregory, now let's moving right along. And by the way, if I know I've said it before, but don't forget, this is KLLG LP 97.9. FM in Willits. Thank you all, folks, for being riding around with me on the Little Lake Valley. Woo-woo! As I make a big circle and up the hill and down in the valley. Okay. Now, old age. It's been quite a revelation how this cannabis industry has grown. It's like, I can't believe this. It's like a mycorrhizae, you know. It's spread into just about every facet of today's markets. And it's amazing to watch as this new paradigm continues to develop. I mean, the job opportunities, amazing. And what they're doing with it now is way above me. And their breweries, too. Well, how wonderful to have plenty of beer and weed around. Anyway, but I've actually heard of these canna restaurants. Have you heard of them? A canna restaurant?
I've heard the name. I don't know of any.
Oh, I've that's about it. I'm kind of speculating. You know, that's where cannabis goodies are sold. I know they do that anyway. There's hemp products at Safeway. But you can have a can of cream with your can of coffee. You know, when I was a teen and in my early 20s, coffee houses were very popular. I happened to be in an area where around Harvard Square where they were. And
they were popular gathering spots where poets, coffee, cigarettes, folk singers. I mean, it was so hip, right? Well, the Canna Club is probably the next step up from the coffee cigarette houses. So here we go. We got cannabis, canna dishes and desserts and drinks. And there's a smoking area over there and with fans and stuff. And you could purchase a gummy bear can of candy and a joint and go sit in the smoking lounge. I mean, well, we could call it Mike's Canna Cafe. Why not? Probably make a mint on that. Or how about Cafe Canna? Canna Cafe. Canna. Okay.
Canna Cafe.
Yeah, Canna Cafe. Kind of like that. Someone, open a Canna Cafe and I'll come down. Or a can of coffee, or a can of whatever. Hey, this has been a Canna Moment on the BPE. I'm going to pick up my guitar and stop. How much time do I have here?
Got about 15.
15 minutes?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I did bring it in, and I knew I would run out of, but I think I can actually handle a little bit of music. See the bluebird perched up on that tall pine tree, singing just for you and me. Oh, she's flying just above the tree, and that makes me wish I were dancing, hey, dancing in the sunlight, thinking everything is all right, yeah, and all me troubles, buzzards flying way up high, casting shadows in the sunlight, high, shadows, sunlight, sunlight, shadows, sunlight, whoa. La 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 la. Hey, the wings are beating just above my head, and I wonder what it is that bluebird said. The crows are cackling, quack, quack, for a piece of bread, and that makes me, wish I were dancing, dancing in the sunlight, thinking everything is all right, and all my troubles, the buzzards flying way up high, casting shadow in the sunlight, high, shadow, sunlight, shadow, ooh, shadow in the sunlight, whoa. Sunlight, whoa. Fly away, troubles. Bye-bye. Oh, yes. And stay in the sunlight. You know, we have been having a lot of sunlight lately, haven't we? My gosh, I was out there dancing in it a little while ago, and boy, it was hot out there.
Beautiful day out there.
Beautiful. It's like, can you call this Indian summer kind of thing? I mean, when does Indian summer begin and fall starts? I don't know. Hey, I'm going to play a little bit more here. And don't forget, I'm going to throw this in before I do. Shakespeare and Willets. It's going to start on the 7th. Opening night. It's going to run Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, all through November. This is something you want to see. Besides, my son is in it, and he's just wonderful. Billy Bard is the director, and we've got some incredible talent here in Willets at the WCT. And again, local lights this Sunday, Sunday the 10th. Get there at 5. Hey, you know, at 5 now with this light, it's becoming an evening event rather than a Sunday afternoon thing, so I'm hoping more folks will show we up for that one. Hey, my brother, my sister, you got your hand on the plow. And we're working as hard as we know how. What do we do now? When the times are hard and the children are crying, your friends are getting old, many are dying. Hard to be here now without hearing the sigh. That's when I like to sing. High and low, loud and soft, fast, slow, whoa, 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 whoa. I like to dance up and down and fast and slow and all around and around and around and around and praise something greater. Oh, praise something greater. Oh, greater. With my song, whoa, 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 and my dan-dan. Something greater. Ooh. Greater, greater, greater. Praise something greater with my song. And my dan 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 dan. Boo! Bum 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 Boy, that's a tight underwear note at the end there. Yeah, okay. I'm feeling better now. Yeah, Advil's kicking in. In 5 minutes. Yeah. Goody, I get just to play some crazy stuff here at the end. Sing a little song, sing a little song, sing a little song with me. Let's sing together. Sing, sing together. Sing a little song, sing a little song, sing a little song with me. Hey, let's sing together. Sing, sing together. Come on, sing. Sing, 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 oh, sing, sing, sing. Oh. together. Rum pum pam, rum pum pum, rum pum pum. Sing a little song. Seems to be a way, seems to be a way, seems to be a way to go. Let's go. Go. Seems to be a way, seems to be a way, seems to be a way to go. Let's go. Go, 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 go. Ram, ba ram, pam, 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 ba da la la la. Go, 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 go. Seems to be a way, seems to be a way, seems to be a way. Baby, go to sleep. Baby, go to sleep. Baby, go to sleep right now, or we will leave you crying. Oh, yes. Leave you crying. Baby, go to sleep. Baby, go to sleep. Baby, go to sleep right now, or we will leave you crying. Leave you crying. Cry. You cry, 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 cry. Cry, cry, cry. Leave you crying, leave you crying, leave you crying. Sing a little song, sing a little song, sing a little song with me. Sing together. Sing, sing, sing together. Hey, let's go. Go, 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 go. Baby, go to sleep. Baby, go to sleep. Baby, go to sleep right now, or we'll leave you crying. Lam, ba da ba bi da, rum bum bi da. Seems to be a way, leave you crying, baby, go to sleep. What about 2 minutes? Oh, well, that's not much. I know it's been quite a week out there. For all of you, either right, you weren't here. Well, I'm still riding on it, though. You know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving, so it means it's the end of the month, huh? I'm going to start singing songs about turkeys and farm stuff. Always think about that, like Turkey in the Straw. I love that song. And Jimmy Crack Corn. I sing that one. I really don't care. But you know what? You've been riding on the a bipolar express. I said the bipolar express on a KLLGLB 97.9 FM radio, radio. A KLLGLB 97.9 FM Willits radio, Willits, a Willits, California. And don't forget, just don't forget. You got short-term memory? But don't forget to tune in to KLLG LP. And when I'm on it, you're on the bipolar express. Ooh, oh, look out. Hey, Mike. Mike Burgess has been in the studio today. Be well and be pain-free.